you don't look at me, I tell ya.
Has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one Gerbils the other night. Oh, yeah. That was a good pizza.
Yeah. Fat wallets and empty hearts.
Fat wallets, empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably be Paul, because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitus. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Coming for you like a man, like the devil. on my own.
I will never.
What's up, everyone? This is the Pennsylvania Rock Show, episode number 711. We are coming at you on musicfund412.com, xrpradio.co.uk out of the Highlands of Scotland, rudwoodradio.com in the beaches of San Diego, California, megarockradio.net and 107.1 KFGD-FM out of St. Louis, Missouri. And I know I'm forgetting somewhere. Oh, we have one more week of buildascene.com being separate from music from 412. So we'll be on buildascene.com/radio as well. With me tonight on episode 711 are some of the members of the band Corpse God.
Yeah.
Maybe Zach is there. We'll take him off the screen for now. Wait,
there no, we're good.
Yes, handing away.
Yeah.
There
you go. Zach, you missed my little spiel about trying not to swear during the live portion.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Did I say anything bad?
No, I just wanted to make sure. All right, so a couple things to talk to you guys about tonight. But before we do that, I do want to mention at the top of the show, we heard from Dream the Heavy and their song, There You Go. We follow that up with Chipping the Charge Ups, Paying Back the Devil. Later on, we're going to hear from two more bands, and those four bands combined, and I'll let you know which two when we get there. We're in a show this past weekend called Beast of the Berg at Stage AE, and I figured we'd play the four of them because Rocky and I spent some time down there, Rocky MC, and I was taking some photos. If you're interested in seeing what happened there, you can go to musicfrom412.com. Go to Music from 412 on Facebook, and you'll be able to find those photos. And then before we came back live, the last track you heard was from the Anxiety Effect, On My Own, which is maybe about a month old, that track. Okay, so awesome. Now that I got all the formalities out of the way, I can't remember. Did I have you guys on Three Questions and a Song, or was it a PA Rock Show?
Pay Russia.
Okay. Not that it really matters. I end up, you know, three questions in a song. The running joke now is it's 648 questions, or totally not three questions in a song. and the questions are all very similar. But anyway, the main reason that I invited you guys on is you are doing an album release this coming weekend. So the first thing I want to do, I'm going to go ahead and share this. There it goes. So tell us about that release party.
You want to do it? All right, so March 2nd is going to be at Preserving Underground, New Kensington. We're going to be performing with Peace on the Fallen.
Peace on the Fallen, Grey Harbinger, and Shattered Soul.
Yeah, so it's going to be four bands, complete metal. It's going to be a good time to... it's our first full-length release as a band. We had an EP back a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So it'd be our first full-length, especially with the members with Zach. Seth was there on the first time around. So We're excited to get this out and for the public to hear it. It's been a long time coming, and a lot of work went into it. So we're really excited to have everybody rocking on it, and it's gonna be a good time, great time.
And that's at Preserving Underground. If anyone has been to that venue, they have a couple stages there as well. That one is downstairs, and if you're into intimate metal, then you should go hang out.
Super close to us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's going to be downstairs. It is going to be an all-ages show. The doors can be 15. I think everything is cash there, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, it's gonna be a great time, and we're really looking forward to everybody being there and having a great time there with us.
So I don't know if you guys see the comment there from Jonna Lee Machika from First Angel Media, but she's making sure everybody knows that it's gonna be an amazing show.
Awesome.
Oh, we definitely feel it will be too. Definitely.
Thank you, Jonna.
Yes, thank you.
If you are watching and it's your first time watching, on most of the places where we are currently, you are live, so you can comment and it'll show up. And like I just did, I could pop it up on the screen and we can interact with you a little bit. So how many tracks are on Onward to Oblivion?
Well, there are 8 originals, and there could be something special at the end.
Yeah, there might be a surprise track.
A little surprise track.
Might be.
Chris, just tell him we covered ABBA.
Yeah, okay.
Well, no. Why you got to tell him?
It's raining, God. Man. Hallelujah.
That was the Weather Girls, bud.
Oh, okay.
I was going to correct him, but, you know, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for the correction.
Yeah, but, yeah, it's going to be 8 originals, old school death metal, in a vein of, late 80s, early 90s, as far as lyrically, it's Lovecraftian. So anybody who's into that, you'll enjoy the lyrical content of it. The sampling that's been going on, the whole stage show, you guys are going to really dig it.
Playing with the twist tie. That's what happens when it's live. I do weird things. If you were going to talk about your influences, and we're going to do that a little differently, I just wanted to make sure you knew that's where we were headed. So you're going on tour. I'm driving your tour bus. What music am I going to play in between gigs as we're traveling?
Oh, God.
Well, the ABBA.
I knew that was coming.
Boy George, George Michaels.
Yes.
Jackson, yes, we're totally into that stuff.
On a serious note, let's try
on Saturday. We're going to see a completely different lineup than what we assume.
I know.
It's going to be Chris and whoever he picks up on his way there.
Well, I'm a bass player, so you know I'm out the door quick.
Oh, yeah. It's quick and out the door. If we had to choose something like that, I would just probably just put in rock and roll, man, and just go with that. I mean, it doesn't have to be super heavy, extreme, or anything like that. As long as it's
enjoyable music.
Yeah, as long as it keeps you going, it keeps the energy going with everybody in the crowd, everybody on the bus, then we're good to go. I will probably throw in some Prince, though.
Prince. Sure. I would definitely
wrong
play
Prince.
Some Prince, too. Yeah.
Just saying.
I just watched part of a documentary about Prince and his he was giving away money to benefits and charities, but he wasn't telling anyone it was him, and nobody found out until after he passed away, and there was like a ton of money that he gave away, which was that's cool,
and that's the way to do it, because you see stuff on YouTube or even on Facebook, like, watch how he gives this homeless person money and how they react. That's so planned, and it's ridiculous. If you're going to do something nice, just like Prince did, just do it. Don't ask for to be publicized or anything like that. Just do it because you want to do it, not because you want people to look at you.
Exactly. So we're going to take our first break here, which I told you the times never work all that well for me, but we're going to take our first break, and we're going to listen to Onward to Oblivion. by Corpse
Guard. That's our title track.
And we will be right back.
Sounds good. Looking forward.
All right, so we are back with Corpse God. You just heard their song Onward to Oblivion. I also just gave away tickets to Amy Mann. The winner of that was Derek Reed. I believe Derek is the owner of Some Die Nameless, small production company in the Pittsburgh area. So give him a little shout out there. So this is like, this is an MTV moment. I want you to give me a story about Onward to Oblivion. And I know the last time I asked you this, Chris, I was like, "Ooh, this sounds like a horror movie." So we'll see.
All right, so how you doing?
Well, what it's about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the Elder Gods, the far abyss, the cosmic reach. If you've ever dealt with the H.P. Lovecraft, Lovecraftian stuff, it's 100% talking about the outer reach of the gods. Azeroth, who's kept in sleep by the other Elder Gods, and if he wakes, we all disappear. Everything that's ever been created is gone. So they keep the guy basically asleep the whole time by different methods, whatever they do. I'm not with them.
But we have they have someone that actually plays music to keep them asleep. Because once he stops playing, Azeroth wakes up and that's Boom. It. Boom. It's gone.
Your show's gone. We're gone.
But we're pretty much a dream in a dream.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, you just made me. Have you ever seen the end of the end of Men in Black, where they zoom out and the Earth is like a ball?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a marble game.
Yeah, I often wonder if we're a jackball just bouncing around and eventually we're going to lose our momentum, all because of that movie.
Damn, Men in Black.
None of us look at the National Choir any more different than. From that
world, Nate.
Those are the hot sheets.
Elvis is alive. He's on Pluto, and he's enjoying his banana peanut butter sandwiches there.
Pretty good.
A chili cheese donut, yeah.
All right. So since we took a dive into movies, let me ask you this question. So you're leaving your show tomorrow at Saturday at Preserving. And there's a DeLorean sitting outside with its door open and a flux capacitor in the back. Where are you going and what band are you going to hang out with while you're there?
Zach, go and take that.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
You have a DeLorean with the flux capacitor, so you can go back in time. Where are you going to go in time and what band are you going to hang out with?
Oh, that's a really, really difficult question because my musical tastes are literally everywhere. I can go to the 60s and check out Frigid Pink. I can go to the 70s and hang out with Skynyrd, or hell, Black Sabbath. That's a really difficult question to answer because, like I said, the musical tastes are everywhere.
Tiny Tim.
Like a Tiny Tim. No, there's nothing to the tulips, man. Yes, nothing to the tulips. No, sir.
If there are any bass players listening.
Yeah, right. We may need a new bass player soon. Where would you go, then?
Where would I go? I honestly, we've hung around with like a lot of them. Death would be like somebody I would definitely like to hang with just because of Chuck while he was live. But like, if I really, Venom would be like the band I would truly like to hang out with. And it would definitely be in their prime, you know, when they were all together and they were all friends. Yeah.
All right. That's fair enough.
Okay. Chris, your turn.
Oh, my turn. Well, I would probably probably go back to Death, but probably I'll say if I had a chance to go back, probably Sabbath. That's kind of like where heavy metal didn't start there, but they refined it and they owned it. So I would definitely go hang back with Iommi and Ozzy and all those guys. You know, I mean, I think that would be awesome.
Get the brown M&Ms.
There it is. And probably not remember anything because all the partying they did back then. If I go back to age, definitely Van Halen. I think that would be a great bunch of guys to hang out with. And I just learned so much, you know, like the rock and roll lifestyle, you know, because they lived it. You know what I mean? So I think that'd be kind of cool.
Well, maybe with Tommy Lee. I mean, just throw that one out there for whatever reason.
Well, he likes Tommy. He likes Tommy Lee personally. So,
you know, him and Pam on the boat. I'm just gonna throw that out.
My dad had that video too.
We're just gonna let that go there. Okay.
Keep it clean.
All right. So we may need the DeLorean later, so don't give it back yet.
All right. So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Derek just said he can't take the tickets.
Mr. Reed, what? You need better call off. We can't afford to call off.
What's this say?
And they definitely can't do it now because I just put it all over the internet.
Build the scenery.
At least he's being honest. He ain't high. Yeah.
Just call
off. Oh, no, dude. You're actually 100% right, man. That is a bummer.
She's 63 years old, though. She's not. That's badass, man. Keeping going that long and, like, she looks good, too.
Okay.
Should be well worth to go see a show. She puts on a good show, they say.
Should I spin the wheel again? What do you guys
think? Yeah,
spin that wheel.
Spin
that wheel. Hold on. Let me find it.
Let me pull my tentacle out.
Stop with the tentacles. Stop with it. No one's saying more tentacles.
Not going to look nearly as good. And hopefully it doesn't land on Derek again because I'm not going to remove his name. let's see here.
Can we pick the name if it does?
What's that?
Can we pick the name if it does land on him?
Sure.
I'll help you out.
That's all you, sir.
Let's see what happens here. There's going to be advertisements to pop up. Yep. Notice the production quality is a little different. All right, so let's spin it again. We'll do this live.
Going, and Derek, it lands on?
Derek. Oh!
That's right on Andrew.
That's Andrew Carr. So I will have to send an email out to Andrew and get him those tickets.
Alex, okay. I'll take.
Really just go.
No, I just had to
do it. Hey, Derek, there we go. We'll send them to Andrew. Thanks for popping in and letting us know. Let's see. How about, and I feel like, you know what, let's do this one. So, Robert Johnston, the blues guitarist that was terrible and then came back and was great because supposedly he sold his soul to the devil. You guys are standing at that same crossroads. What are you there to offer to the devil, and what are you trying to get in return?
Oh, shit. Zach, you can do that one first.
Write our answers down over here.
Actually, you know what? No, this is fine. Obviously my soul for as long as I'm able to physically be here, but Hill's Department Store.
Okay.
I'm dead serious. Hill's Department Store just for the snack bar area.
The Chinese cheese dog, we were talking about
That's funny as hell that we were talking about.
Yeah.
It was like, I miss the smell of the cashews.
Cashews, the hot dogs, the nachos, like everything about just the Hill's Department Store.
Everything, yes. We were just literally no shit talking about that. That's funny as hell. Sorry.
All right, you can go next. I'm not sure what to say on that.
No, go ahead.
No, yeah, man.
I don't know. Repeat the question one more time, please, so I can.
All right, so you're at the same crossroads that Robert Johnson sold his soul.
Oh God, I'd have to work with the devil. Like, you can't take me until I'm ready, but I would love to, me personally, never sell my soul to have my hands without disease. And that's a different story, but that would be me. I don't know if I would go for a record contract, just like basically just to be how I built myself, you know, other than what my issue is and that stuff. So, yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Maybe not to them out there.
All right, for myself, I would if I was willing to offer something like that, then I would I wouldn't give it for myself. I'd give it for my daughter, so she has everything and anything she's ever wanted to be completely just happy with life, not materialistically, but just happy. And I think that means the world to anybody. You don't have to have like materialistic or material things or financially like overly, you know, just for her to be happy, that'll be enough for me, you know, like in her entire life to not feel sorrow ever. Well, maybe a little bit because you have to be human, but you know what I mean? But just to be happy, you know, that's all.
So Chris gets all deep on us.
That's what she said. See, I know I just ruined it.
Oh, man. Ah,
whatever.
I will say that a lot of your posts recently, Chris, as my kids are walking by, I'm like, oh.
Well, there is that. I'm just trying to interrupt. I'm doing my part to help the society. They get a couple giggles in there, you know. There's some things are a little risque, but you know, as long as you're not at work and don't have the volume up, you're good.
Yeah. So let's see. How about an embarrassing moment that's happened on stage, but you can't tell me something you did. You have to tell me something that somebody else in a band that you were performing in did. So it doesn't have to be about a Corpse God moment, but it does have to be someone that you were playing on stage with that isn't you.
Well, apparently Mr. Rick has something here, so I guess he wants to take that one first.
Oh, this would involve him, but it was the other band, Leprosy. It was the 30th anniversary.
Oh, there we go. Really?
Someone had to wear his full blown Pope outfit in blood.
Yes, yes.
And while he's playing his guitar, I can't remember the song, but you watch both his feet slip out from under him on the blood that he poured on the ground.
There was tons of blood.
Tons of blood. And he landed on his back, but never stopped playing. And I was photographing the show at the time for him. And I just remember just looking over him on stage with the camera going, and he was still playing. And it was just funny as hell that he just slipped, landed on his back flat, never stopped playing.
Oh, yeah, I kept playing, yeah. And people were like putting out their hands like, No, I'm going.
He's like pushing his foot out. Go away.
I remember.
It was funny as hell.
There was a lot of blood. I was like, boop.
He's got a concussion. That's all we kept saying. He's got a concussion.
I still can't find us.
Explains a lot of things too since then. But hey.
Zach, you want to take the next one? No one?
What's something that's embarrassing that happened to somebody else in a band?
Yes.
That you were playing with.
All right. So, Chris, you're the one that tipped over on some blood.
Well, no, I dumped on blood.
He dumped. Okay. So you ate crap on a puddle of blood. This is also relating to Chris.
Of course, thanks, guys.
We do it because we love you. Chris has a tendency to like really get into stuff whenever he's playing live. And then sometimes he doesn't realize whenever his amp cable falls out of his guitar.
Oh, there you go. Whatever.
That's a good one, brother.
I'm still going. I have it in my ears. My ears are good.
We've actually stood there and watched him play without noticing that he was unplugged.
I'm rock and rolling, sir.
There may or may not be videos floating around of.
I'm sure there are.
A gig we did where like it's you literally can see it happen in real time.
Just slow down. No, but yes.
No, it's like whenever you lose on The Price is Right, his cable just falls out, and you just in the back of your head, you're just thinking, bump, 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 bong.
So kept it going. Just saying.
No one heard you, but yep, you kept it
going. Well, I'll just play the sound guy on that one. As far as myself, with playing with somebody and time something goofy happened, I really don't have much. I mean, it's no, I think I'm gonna have the boring answer this time. I really don't have much. I remember what band we were playing with. I guess his shorts were loose and they just fell right down, but I don't think he cared. He had no underwear on. I think it was a punk band. And he just kept playing. He was just dangling in the wind. Didn't give two eps. And that's the only thing I can really think of, you know. And the crowd loved it because I guess apparently he was packing something. So
on that note, we're going to take another break. We're going to listen to Boneyard from Feast in the Fall.
Boneyard.
On the video side, We're going to talk about upcoming tickets that we're giving away for Dusty Entertainment. And we'll be right back.
Perfect.
Back with Corpse God. Zach is currently not quite there yet, so we'll bring him up when I notice he's back. So that was Feast on the Fallen.
My bad.
There he is. Feast on the Fallen. Their song Boneyard. I actually saw them at Preserving Underground. That's the only time I've seen them perform. And that's why I said if you're into intimate metal, that's where to go because I've seen it.
Awesome.
Great venue. Great venue.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's we're playing, so I think it's a 500 capacity.
Yeah.
It's downstairs. So it's definitely intimate, but it's a great time and you get to know each other real soon.
Yeah. they also own there's a bigger venue upstairs, I believe is where it is.
Yeah.
And then they have a record shop in that building and then another one right down the road that just opened.
They just recently opened
that. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
I wish I could remember what the website address is. It's Preserving Records, maybe? Preserving.
Right. Yeah, for the record shop. And then it's Preserving Underground, of course, for the venue. Yeah, but yeah.
Speaking of websites, let's put yours up on the screen there. CorpseGod.us. Other than CorpseGod.us, where else would you like to send to the listeners and viewers? This is your chance to tell them where they can get a copy of Onward to Oblivion, other than hanging out with you on Saturday, which they should do.
we're pretty much as far as like any online platforms we're on, where it's Bandzoogle, it's Spotify, it's Amazon, Apple, we're everywhere. Just look up CorpseGod, you'll find us there. As far as specifics,
right from us would be great.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah,
we can't ship stuff.
Yeah, but we're CorpseGod US is it's a good start, but you can find us anywhere and everywhere, which is nice because there's not too many bands with our name. Cause, there's so many bands out there with the same name. Like, especially like for example, he's my other band, Leprosy. So many bands out there. So you got to kind of like filter through a little bit, but CorpseGod, it's a little easier to get through and all that. There's only maybe one or two, and then but we're
three letters on the alphabet.
Yeah, exactly. We're more predominant than the other ones, so you'll find us real easy.
Let's see. Other than that show, the March 2nd at Preserving Underground, the release of Onward to Oblivion, in case you were just joining us and missed what we were talking about. What else do you guys have coming up?
Well, June 15th is our next scheduled show after this at the moment, which is the Horde Fest, which will be multiple bands from 12 till 12, $20 a head. It's outdoor camping as well, and it'll be out toward New Alexandria area. It's also you can look at Horde Ordeal.
What's the name of the venue?
The venue is actually a gun club, so it's yeah,
lots of bang bangs.
Anyways, but we're doing an outdoor thing where you'd be able to do camping and listen to music all night. We have multiple bands up, like I said, like a ton of bands coming. Sadistic Vision, Self-Inflicted, Young Men out of Youngstown area. These kids are amazing. CorpseGod, Pipe Wrench, Gamorizer, Hostile Front.
Leprosy will be out
there. Leprosy, Shattered Soul. Steve Wooler, the Shredmaster.
He is a Shredmaster.
Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Right, there's a lot going on that one there. But it'll be June 15th. That's our next scheduled show for
CorpseGod. That's my birthday.
Yeah.
That's your birthday?
Days after my birthday. What's that? So.
That's your birthday, June 15th?
14th, day after.
Oh, man.
On Flag Day.
Yeah. So we'll have a little birthday celebration, double birthday celebration if we really want to. Yeah. Because mine's June 8th.
Hey, 6 days older than me, bastard.
Yeah. I'm the elder god, anybody wants to know.
Yeah, so that's the next thing. We're working with some outside sources that are interested in furthering on the band, so we'll have some news on that soon.
Very cool. I won't push the issue there.
Please don't.
So you mentioned Leprosy and Horde
Ordeal.
Ordeal. I had it, and then I started to say it, and then I stopped. What are the you guys are kind of a conglomerate of different Pittsburgh metal bands.
We're all from different bands and all that.
Yeah.
Different avenues of life and all that. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Obviously, Horror Ordeal.
Old School Thrash, of course.
Yes. And Zach's been in the scene for a long time. We rocked with him back in Leprosy back in the day. He's been in other bands as well. So it's nice to have all these influences coming into what we're currently doing now. It's been probably more, you're going to notice it more with our newer stuff that's coming out as opposed to what you're going to hear on a CD release. It's we're going to be more working together as a band. A lot of stuff that when Zach came into the band, everything was already written for the most part. So he came in, jumped on, did his own part, and added his own twist on stuff.
Which he did an excellent job, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So with the newer stuff, it's going to be more of you're going to notice like more of the influences from all the members coming into it. But yet,
more of an evolved sound.
That's his term, not mine, but more of a different path, but unified path.
Old school death metal roots with a little bit of a twist.
There you go. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's a good way. Yeah, 100%.
Well, since you brought it up, how has the writing process changed since Zach joined?
More kazoos.
Cowbell.
Cowbell, skin flutes.
Man, well, skin flutes, we'll leave that for Seth since he's not here. anyways,
just keep pushing it.
We're not swearing.
But as far as the whole songwriting, like I was saying, everything was pretty much pre-written before Zach got in. And now we just started exploring our different influences and trying to put them together and make them fit. And, he's keeping an even flow with everything. So it's not like, I'm writing one thing and Zach's writing something else. I want it to flow or it's equal, what's more important for?
It's on the same even keel.
There you go. Even keel.
Yeah. Everybody gets their part in this one here, and everybody will be able to have an influence on this one. And I think that's what's going to make this next one even more special when it comes down the line.
Very good.
All right, so I have two questions that I ask in every show, and we are right now at that time limit that I said we had to hit. So I'm going to ask them both quickly, but I need just one of you to answer them each so that I can get out of here and get the radio show running on time.
Cool.
The first one is, what's the best pizza you've had because you're a musician? And I'll let you think on that one. The second one is, who's your Dave Grohl, which is who would you want to go up on stage with and perform one of their original songs?
Zach, you take it. What's your
the pizza one or the Dave Grohl one? Because I'm not really a huge pizza guy.
Go with the Dave Grohl one, man.
I would love to get on stage and play. What is it? I think it's Destruction Overdrive with Black Label Society. No, Funeral Bell. Funeral Bell from Black Label Society with Zach Wilde.
That would be cool. No, but
it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be Dave.
Dave is the metaphor.
Thank you. All right. You handle the pizza, sir.
Shit. Well, it's not really. Pittsburgh's got a lot of pizza places. Giovanna's Pizza, real. That place still, they handle down. There's a lot of great pizza places. But honestly, I ate pizza not too long in New York. And I'll tell you what, it's something in the water there or something, but their pizza was phenomenal. The New York's different. Like, there's definitely something with the crust there. Here, Giovanna's Pizza, they're good.
Yeah, very cool. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me on episode number 711.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Thank you for having us.
And once again, this Saturday, March 2nd at Preserving Underground. Yeah. 6 p.m. start time. Is that right? 6 p.m.?
6 p.m. Yeah, 6 p.m. starts at 6:30.
Yeah, 6 is door. 6:30 is the show time.
It's a Saturday, folks. It's going to be beautiful weather. There's no reason for you not to get your metal asses out there.
Yes. Hey.
With that said, we have two more tracks tonight. These are the other two bands that were at Beast of the Burg. We're going to hear from Never Wake and their song The End, and Spinning Jenny and their song Hey Jenny. And we'll catch you next week.
All right. Thank you again, Peter Brock. Yeah. Thanks, Phil. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
day I saw her alone, and I knew that me kids would show, but no one ever came, and I could never explain how we knew not to mess with her, how she defy us without a word. But the thing about Jenny was that she never asked to be understood, she never. To a galaxy full of stars.